An increase in frequency of heat waves and extreme weather caused by climate change in northern and central Australia is expected to significantly impact the health of Indigenous Australians living there. Communities in the north of Australia experience heat-associated mortality at a higher rate than in southern parts of the country. The life expectancy for remote living Indigenous children is 14.3 years below the national average. Dr. Simon Quilty is a specialist physician at Alice Springs Hospital and author of a new journal article called Climate Change, a Wampanani Kari Papalanyi Kari Shared Problem. Talia Kreft asked him how climate change-induced extreme weather events will affect the health of Indigenous Australians in these remote and regional areas.
We're seeing the consequences of extreme heat today. Catherine and the little community of Binjari, which is 30 kilometres to the west, which currently has an outbreak of coronavirus. When you get really extreme heat in the north of Australia, people go indoors. And so, for instance, things like influenza, which are seen to be winter illnesses in southern cities, are actually summer illnesses in the north of Australia. And influenza is associated with cold weather to some regard, but it's much more associated with crowded conditions. And so in Catherine and in Binjari today, the temperatures are in the early to mid 40s and people are crowding indoors to shelter from extreme heat. And for your listeners who probably haven't had good experience of remote communities, many of the people in these communities live in really extreme poverty, and the way that they purchase electricity is one example of how vulnerable they are. So because of their poverty, and many of these First Nations people have limited financial literacy, they purchase their power through power cards, the old-fashioned power cards where you put the card into the machine on the wall and it gives you, for instance, $20 worth of credit. And when you've run out of that credit, your card disconnects and your electricity switches off. And so for households and towns where a litre of milk can cost up to $7, there's often this tension paying for electricity or buying food. And when it's very, very hot weather, the cost of air conditioning those spaces, and these are dwellings that are often very poorly insulated, becomes very, very high, three or four times as much as a well-insulated house in a similar climate. And so more and more of people's income goes towards keeping indoor spaces cool. And so what happens when you have really extremely hot weather in the north of Australia, and we don't have heat waves so much as heat seasons, people's energy security is compromised significantly. Power switches off. The inside of the dwellings goes up to well over 50 degrees Celsius. People move out of their house and often they'll sleep in their beds under trees or verandas instead of inside. And often they'll also, when it's really hot, they'll also crowd into other houses where the power hasn't switched off. And so you can imagine in Binjari today that many houses would have run out of power in this really hot weather. And just when there's a pandemic outbreak, people will be crowding into houses to shelter from this extreme new heat.
In your view, what needs to be done to prepare Indigenous Australians living in remote towns across central and northern Australia for longer, hotter summers that are predicted?
Well, I mean, what should have happened originally, and answers as to why the Australian society has left our First Nations people so far behind in the equity stakes. With or without climate change, it's appalling conditions, and all too often Western institutions, particularly government-based Western institutions that don't understand Indigenous communities, blame these communities for their own woes, whilst at the same time they pilfer the land underneath these people's feet. So for a very start, land rights and the fracking of the Beetaloo Basin is an appalling example of how state and territory governments and federal governments simply ignore the rights Indigenous people have to govern their own lands and water sources. But in terms of the immediate preparation, we are one El Nino year away from unprecedented heat that will kill people who are living in communities that can't effectively shelter. This is a potential catastrophe that's possibly only 5 years away.
Dr. Simon Quilty, specialist physician at Alice Springs Hospital and author of Climate Change, a Wampanani Kari and Papilani Kari Shared Problem, speaking there with Talia Kreft.